The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
And finally, we have arrived at the week we've all been waiting for. Yeah. The number one city. We need a drum roll, obviously, of some kind. But the number one city on the ultimate guide by Fionn Davenport. What is it, Fionn?
It's going to be random and it won't make sense at first because it's a small city and it's in the desert. And how can it stand above Paris? How can it stand above London? How can it stand? How can New York? And I think, I don't know if owl-eared listeners to the slot will
bat-eared,
know.
Bat-eared, perhaps.
Yeah, perhaps. People with good hearing will note that New York didn't even make the top 10. I love that cities offer the universe or contain multitudes. But my favourite city in the world is Palm Springs in California.
Does it still exist?
Yes, of course it exists. Okay, just a bit. Palm Springs, bit of detail. 50,000 people. It's tiny. It's not a
Drogheda.
It's Drogheda. Yeah. It's 2 hours east of Los Angeles. It's in the it's in the Coachella Valley. Coachella would be well known to people who like the Coachella Festival, etc. It's on the edge of Joshua Tree National Park. So part of, let's see, I'll go through it. Number one, the climate. Okay. I love heat. I am absolutely drawn towards hot places. Palm Springs gets over 300 days of sunshine a year. It's in the desert, so the heat is dry. So it's not that kind of like, I turn into a soaked towel just
so
like
no humidity.
No, very little humidity.
But a lot of heat. Does it not get ridiculously
hot?
Yeah,
in the summertime, it can top 40 degrees.
I say you've already lost Shane Coleman.
I know, and
40 degrees in the desert.
It's not for everybody.
Fair enough. Yeah, yeah.
It's not for everybody.
Fair enough, yeah.
And also as well, is this idea of the desert. So I love the desert aesthetic. So like, I think to a lot of people, there's a sense of, oh, the desert is stark and kind of desolate. But like, you spend a tiny bit of time in the desert and you realize, like, for example, desert landscapes are so beautiful. And particularly this one here, like sunsets, okay? I've never seen more beautiful sunsets anywhere on earth than I have done in Palm Springs. Like on the edge of Joshua Trees, you watch the sun go down and it goes like from like apricot to burnt orange to rose pink, lavender, like this deep purple color. And it happens every night because, as I said, you get 300 days of sunshine, so very little cloud. The location, I mentioned it's in the Coachella Valley, which is part of the Colorado Desert. Very close by is Joshua Tree, which I think is one of the most beautiful and interesting places on earth. It's 2 hours from LA. Now, that's important for two distinct reasons, which I'll explain in a second. Now, Palm Springs is a city in a sense. Now, it's part of, in the Coachella Valley, there are nine cities which aren't really cities at all, just like, you know, just like stretches. Like places like, I'm going to list them here. Desert Hot Springs, Rancho Mirage, Indian Wells, where the tennis tournament takes place, La Quinta, Palm Desert, Cathedral City, and Coachella itself. So, but Palm Springs is the only one that is recognizable as it has its own center, it's got streets, it's got houses, etc. Everything else is just like houses strung out along the highway. It's incredibly beautiful. The location. You're surrounded on all sides by the San Jacinto Mountains. As I said, I mentioned the sunsets. It's just the location. It's just absolutely staggeringly gorgeous.
Can I tell you what I do love about Palm Springs?
Go ahead.
And I've never been there.
Okay.
The architecture.
Okay, let's talk about the architecture.
It
okay?
is spectacular.
One of the world's great showcases of what they call mid-century modern. It's yeah. Or mid-mod.
All sort of clean lines.
Clean lines, absolutely.
Indoor, outdoor.
It's what we imagine Mad Men architecture yeah. style, you know, that kind, just beautiful, beautiful clean lines.
Sinatra has had a place there, didn't
oh,
he?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
It's very of its era, isn't it?
Yes.
It's like desert Miami. Do you know what I mean? That kind of, when I think of Miami, is from its era.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a similar era.
It's cool.
Its heyday was
the Rat Pack.
Yeah. God, we're turning into the same person, Shane. But you know what I mean? That's what it is in my head.
Very much so. And in fact, like, interestingly enough, like, the history of Palm Springs is kind of incidental to why I love it so much. But you're right, it had its heyday. So it's been the kind of the favorite getaway for the Hollywood elites from the 1920s onwards. But it was only in the 40s and 50s when you had the Rat Pack and the idea of Frank Sinatra and his Twin Palms house and all these really famous American architects like Richard Neutra and Kaufman building these extraordinary houses, which weirdly enough aren't massive.
Okay, question for you, because I've never been there either, and I've never considered it as a place I would go, and I associated, yes, with the kind of the Rat Pack or Vegas or those kinds of eras, but also with golf.
So, yeah, very good.
But if I was to go there, what would I do? Oh, not even just what would I do, because I could probably play golf and go and wine. But what's
have another martini.
What's the vibe there now?
The vibe is, so in the 70s and 80s, it kind of went on a slight downturn. You know, the Rat Pack era ended. And then in the 90s, it had this massive resurgence. It's now as popular as ever, probably more so. Part of the reason is that you had this huge migration of LGBTQ people. So Palm Springs is this incredibly open-minded, progressive city. As a percentage of population, it's the most, it's the gayest city in America.
More than San Francisco?
Way more than San Francisco. Like, I think...
More than Miami, more than anything?
Yes, half the population would classify as being part LGBTQ plus or whatever.
Okay.
So, yes, you're right. You mentioned, Kira, like, you know, it's got country club elite types who go for golf and sundowners in the shade of swaying palms and all that kind of thing. It's a very popular destination for snowbirds, so retirees who want to go to the heat for the winter, so there's houses for them, but also new agers who want like cosmic alignment and people seeking out alternative life. And as a result, the whole attitude of Palm Springs from end to end is one of acceptance and tolerance and progressive attitudes and you do you.
Is it a real Trump stronghold then?
Like, I haven't been, obviously, no, sorry, I was there, the last time I was there was January of last year. And needless to say, and this wasn't just in Palm Springs, but the sense of horror and shock.
I can imagine.
You know, and so, yes, no, it is.
Go back to Kira's question about things to do when you're there. Because, you know, you're talking about, you know, previous cities like London and Paris. You know, there's so many museums and so on to visit. Are there those kind of attractions?
Yes, there are. There's like... One of the things is go on a tour of mid-century modern architecture. Lots of these houses are part of...
I would love that.
You would love it.
Yeah.
And Shane, I tell you, it's so not disappointing. You walk in and you're going... And part of it is... And look, not to become an architecture bore, because I feel brother who's listening,
away.
Who is an architect, my brother goes, you don't know anything about what you're talking mm-hmm, about. Mm-hmm. But part
of it
is...
But you do. You don't have to be an expert to appreciate beauty and an aesthetic. Yeah,
the landscape is part of each house. So there's lots of glass. So it allows views of mountains.
Question, though, how sprawly is it in so far as... Can, you know, because my favourite things to do...
You like walking.
I like walking.
Yeah.
I like walking a city. I could walk from after breakfast and, you know, apart from stopping for eating and drinking, I could walk all day.
The main thoroughfare in Palm Springs is walkable. There's every Thursday night, there's a...
You know, a lot of American cities are not walkable.
You're right. And modern American cities designed for cars.
Yeah.
Now, once you get out of the immediate city centre, you're going to need a car because, again, it's so extended outwards. But, like, it's great for cycling. It's an amazing cycling destination. But, yes, the walking part... Probably it won't be, it's not as attractive a walking city in the way that a traditional European city is, or even indeed an American city of the East Coast, like New York or Chicago or Boston or whatever, Philadelphia. But what it does have is has some really good museums. I mentioned going, the mid-century modern is obviously, but then here's one, right? There's a place, the Annenbergs, who were former diplomats, they, in the 60s, they opened this place called Sunnylands in Rancho Mirage, which isn't in Palm Springs, but just outside it. And it was a retreat where international diplomats and heads of state would come and have like informal chats and meetings, et cetera, et cetera. Now it's free and open to the public. So you can go see, there's a beautiful botanical garden.
Tell us about Pioneerstown.
Oh, Pioneerstown. So where they filmed movies of the Wild West.
They actually filmed there.
Yes,
there.
And so Pioneerstown. So it was built in the 40s as a movie set for Westerns. And it's like... It's like in the 70s and 80s, it was nothing, but it's really kind of come back today. So it's like, it's unbelievably amazing to go to it. Like, and you go see like proper sets.
Is there a saloon there that you can get thrown out through the doors?
And then
the swinging
is like,
doors.
Partner.
Get out and stay out.
And it's near Joshua Tree. And it's an amazing thing. So like the afternoons like tend to be the most crowded things. If you want to see, some of the businesses don't open until the afternoon. But if you go in the morning, you have the place to yourself. It's near Joshua Tree. Joshua Tree is one of the most beautiful places on earth, and not just because U2's seminal 1987 album is called, is it 87?
Right, late 80s or
something like that.
Sounds right to me.
It's an extraordinary place. It's a national park. It's breathtakingly beautiful, and you absolutely need to go and spend at least a day in Joshua Tree. Like, you can do a loop of it easily.
And lastly, Fionn, in terms of places to eat and stuff like that, is it
amazing,
still got
food,
that old cool vibe or no?
It's remember, this is full of people from LA and people who like have really elevated tastes, and so as a result the food you get, from the cheapest diner cuisine to the most elevated kitchen, is extraordinary. I'm going to name a couple. So Clandestino, which is this incredible Mexican restaurant, and I'm not a big fan of Mexican food. This blew me away. There's a place in in Indian Wells Golf Club called Kestrel, which is Richard Blaine, the well-known American chef. Really, really nice. But the one that I wanted, Kitchen in the Desert, lads, okay? So this is in 29 Palms, which is right in there up in the high desert by Joshua Tree. It's an old gas station that's been turned into one of the best restaurants I've eaten in for years, with shareable plates. But you feel like if they haven't given a Michelin star, it's just like, what's wrong with Michelin?
Okay.
That would be money.
Well, that's quite the endorsement.
Palm Springs,
well, look, whatever about the Joshua Tree, Fionn Davenport has found what he's looking for in Palm Springs. Go.
The unforgettable fire.
Where the streets do have names.
Oh, lads, you're killing me here. Yeah. Gloria in excelsis.
And with or without you, we will be. But we will travel there. Okay, I'm going to stop
with
the Joshua Tree.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. All right.
There you go.
Thank you for that unexpected, Fionn, but isn't that what we expect from you? Thank you for that indeed.
Unexpected, Fionn Davenport. Thank you indeed.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.